a Sydney restaurant icon is closing. Jordan's Seafood Restaurant in Darling Harbour is to close its doors next week after a falling number of tourists and a really bitter dispute over the rent, which seems to claim so many. The restaurant's part owner, Christopher Corley, said a court decision meant that his landlord was now free to increase the rent to a level that would wipe out the profit margin. But let's look more broadly at the style of restaurant that Jordan's was, sort of big and brash and rather 1990s. Has that really gone the way of all of them now? Is that the last door slamming on the 1990s? With me this morning is Alex Adams, who's a restaurant blogger. Alex, good morning.
Morning, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much. Now, your blog is called Ms. Darlinghurst Secret Foodie and Ms. Darlinghurst Eat, Drink and Play. Would you have gone to Jordan's Seafood to eat, drink and play, Alex?
Look, I definitely wouldn't have taken my foodies to Jordan's. They have a level of expectation with the type of restaurant that they're going to come to on a Secret Foodies experience, and Jordan's doesn't quite fit in that category.
Now, why? What did, you know, is this part of the great reinvention of the Sydney food place? Is it fair for Jordan's to blame the market, or did the market decide?
You know, I think it's really interesting. It's a common topic of conversation amongst foodies at the moment, this shift in trends. And I think it's for a number of reasons. There is a real push away from, expensive kind of touristy dining. And I think, if anything, there's a number of reasons. First of all, the economy. So obviously people that don't have as much money to go out and spend money on a lot of, really overpriced restaurants. But at the same time, they're also really educated. So they know the difference between what is really good produce and what's not. And particularly when they can get it at a better price, they're less likely to go to touristy destinations where just because you've got a great view, the margin in food is being increased.
In fact, we've had a note from Paul who said, I ate at Jordan's twice. Wonderful views, ordinary seafood, and indifferent service at top of high prices. I'm not surprised they're gone. It's a shame. I hate to see places close. And, like, I think the dining experience, Alex, there, I mean, I ate there once myself, and I've walked past many times. That sort of, huge double-decker platter, absolutely brimming with a whole lot of food. There was a sort of a brashness, a kind of 90s show-offiness about the whole thing, every diner out the front, half of them probably dreaming of owning a boat in the harbour.
Absolutely. And, I read that article, the Sydney Morning Herald, and they spoke about how during the Olympics they took $1 million a week. And it's like, yes, because everyone who was going to your restaurant was a tourist who wanted that amazing view. We've all done it. I remember paying a ridiculously overpriced meal when I was in Venice because I didn't know any better. But had I been a local, I would have been able to get something far better quality at a third of the price. And I think that's the thing. Sydney diners know that they can get better quality at a cheaper price when they're not paying for that view, whereas tourists don't really know any better and they're there for that experience.
And you can't rip them off twice either.
No, you can't. Once you've gone and you've kind of paid such a ridiculous price for something that, to be fair, was quite average, you're not likely to go again.
So where do you think the sort of restaurant scene is going, generally speaking? I mean, there'll always be tourist traps, people trying to, hook you in when you walk past their restaurant or whatever, trying to tell you that things are very delicious, though usually that's an absolute warning to not go there. Where do you reckon it's going?
It's interesting. We're starting to see a real trend. We've got the people who are, obviously mentors within the industry that have been around forever. So people like Stefano Manfredi and Neil Perry. And I was at a dinner last night with Stefano Manfredi and Alessandro Pavioni from Emergio at the Spit. And I actually asked Stefano Manfredi, what do you think about young guns kind of coming through? And how do you feel when you look at papers and press and you see these young guns kind of glorified for $3 tacos and their pork burgers? And, he said it was a trend that's kind of sweeping across Sydney at the moment, and he thinks it's something that they'll eventually grow out of. So I think there's two sides. There's, great quality where people are willing to go out and pay, a decent price for a top-notch meal. But then there's also a real trend towards, particularly with midweek dining, places around Surry Hills and Darlinghurst where, you can go out and spend $30, have a bottle of wine with your friends and have, a cheap meal. And it is really good quality. So it's hard for you know, it is hard for places like Jordan's or, you know, even Doyle's and those institutions to compete when the locals know where to go to get those meals.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Alex. Alex Adams is a restaurant blogger. You can read her blog, Ms. Darlinghurst Secret Foodie and Ms. Darlinghurst Eat, Drink and Play. Stay tuned. The Spin Doctors will be along pretty soon.